Good morning, everybody. So my name is Jacques Wery. I'm professor of agronomy in the University of Montpellier, and I'm going to present you a part of the work we conduct on the European project, which is called Seamless. And I will focus on the part of which I think is of most interest for agronomists. And this talk has been prepared with other people from INRA mainly and Wageningen University. As the outline will be, I will briefly address why do I think as agronomists we need such type of integrated tool for assessment or design of cropping systems. I will briefly present the part of the platform which is correspond to this type of use and illustrate it with a first application. I must say that we are in the prospect of developing this platform, so the application here in this project are just for purpose of development of the tool and ensuring that they meet the requirements of the users. Initially, the platform is designed primarily for policymakers, but we also are planning to use this for the research community, especially the agronomists. When assessing or design cropping system, of course, we need to rely on a sound biophysical basis at field level. But when we look for sustainability, we cannot rely only on this. We need multi-criteria assessment based on biophysical process, of course, but also on economic decision and resource endowment at farm level. And on top of that, at least in Europe or US or other countries, there are policies which must be considered in the design process or because they can strongly influence the performance of the systems or the likelihood of adoption by farmers. And therefore, this requires a multi-scale approach which covers a range of scale from the field where we used to work, to the farm, and also to the regional level. So the Seamless IF platform is developed in a EU project which will end at the end of 2008. It combines a set of components which are crop models, an agro-management generator which generates cropping systems, a database of course, a farm model, and also some typologies to upscale to regions, farm typology and biophysical typology, and we could also connect it to a sector model which is a market model to derive prices. This is designed to derive environmental, economic and social indicators at various scales, which can be used for assessment. The SimFrame software architecture, which is part of this platform, allows to link some of these components in modeling chain to run simulation of scenario which combine policy changes and technological innovations. There are two major backbone chains, and I will present just a regional one, which is centered on the farm type, on the farm level. And it goes down to the field level and up to region level. So the modeling chain here is composed of a crop model which receives some agro management from the cropping system generator and produce production and externality values. This is given to a model, a farm model, which is based on linear programming, which is supposed to reproduce the behavior of a farmer, at least this part of the behavior which is linked to economic and resource management. And it can receive some prices from the market model in response to policies at upper level. This is linked to typologies if we want to upscale. These are soil and climate typologies, activities, and activity in the year is a crop in a rotation for a soil type and for a given management. And the farm typology, of course, are here for upscaling. So we can derive some simple indicator directly per farm type directly as output of the farm model, or more complex indicator which has aggregated at region level or for some specific vulnerable zone through the various typologies. So just to illustrate this, one of the applications on which we work to develop the system and challenge it is in the southwest of France, where we try to assess scenario which combine an economic driver. This is a common agricultural policy reform, as it is scheduled for 2013. This is a baseline or the business as usual scenario. An environmental driver, which is here the nitrate directive, aimed to restore the water quality as far as nitrate is concerned, and some agroecological management option, which are alternative given or not, depending on the scenario, to the farm model. They can be integrated nutrient management on a given crop, for example, conservation agriculture, organic farming. These are the type of scenario we are working in. I will just present a very simple one. So if I go from the bottom to the top of the modeling chain, this is a typical example of the crop model output. This is done with CropSys because our crop model is not completely finished. And so we, in this region, we had worked with CropSys for a long time. So it gives a nitrate leaching per year on a long term of year for two types of four activities. Two crop rotation, wheat or wheat pea, under current nitrogen management, and the same one with alternative nitrogen management, which are required by the nitrate directive, meaning to apply nitrogen based on a simplified nitrogen balance on target yield. So from this, you can briefly see that, of course, with a better nitrogen management, we reduce not only the average, but also the standard deviation. So the average and the standard deviation taken out of 50 years here are given to the upper scale. So here you find the two rotation. This is done for each soil type. The two colors refer to the two soil type of a map. And for this region, we have a large set of rotation. There are around 50 in this case, where here we derive to give to the farm model the value of the nitrate leaching, which is here, therefore, an externality. So the farm model then, on the basis of the scenario, the external scenario, the constraints, the parameter we put it, select a cropping system. It goes below much more, but for each farm type, for example, it selects a type of crop and a type of management, either current or alternative here. And this is done both for the base year, on which we calibrate the farm model, and for two scenarios. One is the reference run in 2013 with the CAP reform, and the other one, if we put on top of that the nitrate directive. So the cropping system is selected here, and then we derive from the model some indicators. I just give an example here of three indicators, two of the economic domain and one of the environmental domain, which is the one which is coming from the data you have seen previously. So you have here the value for the farm for the on the base year, and how the scenario can influence this. And you can see that, of course, different farm types have different reactions. And this is combining crops and also soil types. So what you have seen here is a sample indicator where we derive from the field model for each field the nitrate leaching over 50 years, for example, and knowing the crop area per farm type, we can derive an indicator, which is an indicator of nitrate leaching per farm type. We could also have upscaling indicator. Here is it's a simplified example where we weight per farm for, we calculate from each farm and weight it by farm area for the area of this farm type in the region to calculate the nitrate leaching at the region. And again, have an indicator where you can see how it is changed in the baseline scenario after 12 years and how it is changed in the policy scenario. I'm not going to comment all on this, but just to give you an example. So briefly, what I've presented is the type of platform we develop, and of course, it has other application, especially for policy maker for assessing the impact of policies. But we also think it has some potential for cropping system assessment and design at farm and at regional level. Going to regional level may be very important to assess the upscaled impact of changes in cropping systems, for example, and to see the interaction with policies. It has some genericity in the way the models are built, especially the crop and the farm model. It has some flexibility due to the modeling platform, which allow to plug or unplug some of the components and to build up a specific modeling chain. And it allowed with these indicator assessment at various scales, which can be on farm, as I have shown, or on region, or on a specific vulnerable zone, or also per soil type or crop type, depending on the users we are working with. The limits of this approach, some of these limits are the data availability and quality, especially good data for agro-management. This is one of the drawbacks for upscaling to the European level, for example. The databases are important, but they, for example, don't have dates of sowing or nitrogen application, which may play a big role. But when we work in regions with stakeholders and agronomists, this is not really a problem. So it's why we have also started to develop more regional application. One of the weaknesses may be in the response to policy, the lack of interaction between farm. Of course, they exchange land, they exchange labor, and so on. It is not done yet, but we are working on it to make them interactive in such a way. There are some weaknesses in social dimension, both on the type of indicator we can derive and also on the farm modeling. The behavior of the farmer cannot be all captured by the linear programming model, but we are also making some progress, I think. So the next steps here are to develop a set of applications like this, and I am in charge of this in the project, but again, these applications are here to develop the system, not to be given as a result of the project. We plan to release an improved prototype on June 2008, which will be the third prototype of the platform, and we will create by that time a seamless association, which will be a scientific association open to new partners, and you're welcome to discuss with us if you are interested. And there will be a final conference in March 2009, and we plan to have a session organized with the European Society of Agronomy for agronomists in this, specifically targeted to the interest of agronomists, and you also are welcome to contribute. So I've put here the website, the paper which is in press, and the dates and title of the conference. Thank you for your attention. Yes, well, of course, we did this with the CropSys model in the region where we work to parameterize it. But for the APES model we are developing, which is a more generic model, it will include vineyards, orchards, and agroforestry systems. Of course, we have a set of applications like this, in this region we have partners with field data, especially when we can long-term experiments to calibrate or evaluate the model. But as I said, we are just in the process of building it. So, but it is planned, yes. I must say there is also an application which is on tropical region, which is in Mali, where we are using the same type of approach and model.
How modular is that to link other models? You mentioned using CropSys.
You mean... Yeah, the platform was designed to with a specific model, crop model, which is APES, that we are developing. But we were to start this application, we needed to work first with an existing crop model. So we do this outside of the platform on a manual way. There have been some discussion with our scientific advisory board to whether we can connect this to other models. I think it's still an open issue, but for probably after the end of this project, because we have to focus now. We just have 1 year left. But I think it's still an open issue to allow, because my feeling is everybody has his own crop model, and it is well calibrated in this region, so it may be better for some application to plug a model. But yeah?
There may not be time for this question, but I'm very interested in how you modeled at the farm level. Was it a collection of fields, or was it a little bit more complex than that?
No, I think it's typically the Wageningen programming model, but the linear programming model. But what we try to do is to the farmers separate in soil type, and we try not to complicate too much. But of course, if there are specific constraints on specific fields, this can be taken up. But I also must mention that for upscaling purpose, what we are modeling is not a real farm. It's an average farm. So the platform can be used, of course, and the model, the FC model, can be used for specific farms. But for upscaling purpose, it's a different type of farm. Yeah.